The Power of Hope, written and read by Con Karapanagiotidis. Today, the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is the largest organisation helping people seeking asylum in Australia. Since it opened its doors in 2001, more than 15,000 people have helped save thousands of lives, all without a single dollar of federal government funding. We're now based in a building directly across the road from where it all began. The centre now, though, is up to 150 times bigger, with 36 life-changing programs available to provide assistance with food, legal support, advocacy, aid, employment, education, health, mental health and community development. And there is a team of 175 paid staff and over 1,300 volunteers helping more than 5,000 people seeking asylum from 60 countries. Its beginnings, however, were far more humble. The ASRC started as a TAFE class project for a group of students I was teaching to be welfare workers. The subject was called community work, and it required the students to spend a number of weeks in a community placement. They each had to decide which not-for-profit they wanted to spend 6 weeks with, but in class the following week, they all came back to tell me they couldn't find any charity that would take them for just that limited period of time. What else could we do? I wanted my students to know that they were powerful and could make a difference, and that they didn't need a piece of paper to be able to do so. They were an amazing mix of people who had already worked so hard just to be in that classroom with me. They included incredible single mums like Nancy, mothers returning to study 20 years after raising a family like Penny, and newly arrived migrants and refugees like Wally. I wanted them all to know that if they led with their hearts, imaginations, and potential, they could create anything. I thought for a moment, then looked at them with the beginnings of a smile. "Well," I said, "how about we start our own charity as our class project?" I knew that many people seeking asylum in Melbourne on bridging visas had nowhere to turn for food, and that many were going hungry. At first, they thought I was joking, but once I persuaded them that I was deadly serious, credit to them, they all said yes on the spot. The next thing to decide was what to call our organization. We would be helping asylum seekers by providing food, and so we quickly settled on the Asylum Seeker Resource Center.